what am I, like, looking for? Am I looking for my band to get really successful and sell a million records, and then our band sells a million records, and I'm going to be happy? As soon as you sell a million records, you want to sell either 9 million records, or you're totally, like, depressed off your ass and on drugs and fucked up, you know? Like, the truthful is, like, you do not get happy through success. You do not get happy through material goods. Happiness only comes through, like, not thinking in the now. And so every time I'm wrapped up in thinking about all this shit that I gotta get done and all the success that I want for my band, because, like, normally I want the band to succeed. I want people to think we're an amazing band. I want people to write about our band and, like, think and say, like, this is a groundbreaking band, or this is a respectable band, or this band, like, is great players. And but notice I'm saying want. But the truthful thing is, like, no matter what you want, as soon as you get it, you want something more. It's just like a fact. And it's just, for some reason, we always ignore it. You know, it's just like, because I, as a musician, I ignore it daily. Half the afternoon I'll be spent thinking about, like, oh, this song's great. I love the direction it's moving. This could be, like, a really great song. People could really enjoy the song. Or this song's badass. And the other half, I think, the afternoon is spent thinking, like, none of that matters. Because, like, and I start to examine, like, what do I really want out of it? Am I looking for, like, attention? Am I looking for, like, people to, like, think I'm a badass when they see me and get nervous around me and want my autograph? Like, what is the point of that? All I know is, like, all the famous people I know, it looks like it actually sucks to be famous. You know, you only have more problems. The more money you have, it seems like the more problems you have. But then, yet alone, I'm broke right now, and I'm worried about paying rent every month, so I'm worried about the rent. But I think I've realized that it's much better to worry about the rent than have a bunch of cash on your hands and just be distracted from actually having to make good music. Because at least right now, I'm like, well, I gotta pay the rent, and I'm, again, not concerned with getting a job, a real job. So all I'm doing is going, like, well, I've convinced myself, if I pour 100% of myself into the nowness of making this music, then that will provide my rent money maybe eventually, or, like, something good will come out of it, I've just decided. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know what, because, again, it could mean I'm even more broke 2 years from now, but at least I've, like, come up with something I'm excited about as far as, like, songwriting.
When was the last time you had a job?
Over the summer I worked one day a week at the Lawrence Public Library. Mm-hmm. I drove around the bookmobile, and I'd read books to little kids every Thursday at, like, the Parks and Rec. And that job I loved. In fact, if I could have that job now, even a few days a week, I'd die for it, but it was, like, a summer thing. So, you know, I mean, I'd love to work with kids or love to do something with that, but at the same time, it all becomes, like, a distraction.
So your band was self-supporting, though. I mean, touring for Your Majesty, I mean, you had to be making some money and
doing all right. Yeah, you know? Yeah, definitely. So, and, like, we'll go on tour twice in the next 2 months for about a week, and we'll come home with, like, a decent amount of cash and be able to pay the rent and pay the bills for that month. But we're not making enough to, like, you know, like, live super high, at least not right now. But it's just, like, that's great, you know? I mean, I can't speak for everyone in the band. I can only speak for myself, like, truthfully. But, like, to me, I've gotten to the point where money just does not matter. And, like, I wouldn't even told you that 6 months ago. But, like, now I actually feel confident, like, saying that. I mean, again, I'll wake up early in the morning tomorrow and be, like, kind of like, well, how, God, it's, like, you know, not tomorrow, but say, like, October 29th, and be like, how am I going to get rent money together? How am I going to, like, get this bill? But things seem to, like, fall into place if I don't worry about them, I've noticed, which is the more weird part.